Hello, this is Bradley Dillon from thenewfury.com tonight, and we're here at a very awesome show that I highly recommend you go see if you haven't. It's Ringworm, the legends, and I Hate God, and our new friends Enabler, who are really good, and they're playing the fest in Gainesville, and I think at the end of October and the first couple days of November. So it's going to be freaking sweet, and I highly recommend you go see them there. We're actually here with a new friend of mine, so why don't you introduce yourself, your name, and what band you play in?
I'm Jeff. I play guitar and sing in Enabler.
So first question for you guys. You know, it's got to be really cool for you guys to be playing with Ringworm, who have been around forever, and I Hate God, who have been around longer than forever, because they're ridiculously great.
They could be our dads.
They probably could be their dads.
No, they could be our dads.
So
we talked about that already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They could be our dads.
So what's it been like touring with them so far? Have you had any interesting experiences? What are they? What
are
they like?
They're all really, really nice, chill guys, and we've had a good time with them. You know, of course, Jimmy Bauer and Mike Williams have fucking stories for days. You know, they're great guys to hang out backstage with and just talk. You know, because you know Jimmy Bauer's, you know, he's the only person I've ever met that's actually toured with Metallica. You know. Yeah, like when because he plays drums and down, and it's cool to hear. You know, it's cool to hear to talk to people that know, like, you know, your childhood heroes. You know, and it's just it's cool. You know, they're really nice guys. Like they're really chill, and they treat us with, you know, the utmost respect. You know, and I couldn't ask for a better tour to be a part of. You know, it's been really good overall. There's been, you know, last night kind of sucked in Savannah because of a fucking piece of shit promoter, but that's not his fault. You know, it's not anybody else's fault, just on one guy that kind of, you know, it's always like that. One guy can ruin it for everybody else. But, you know, we didn't let it get to us, and we soldiered on through it. You know, overall, like, you know, every show has had a really good turnout. People are really stoked on I Hate God. I think the new record's awesome. It's a great comeback record. I've heard a lot of people, you know, try to say, like, oh, they were better when they were on drugs and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck you. You know what? They're clean now, and they have families, and they fucking are doing this because they want to be here. And if you'd rather see people suffer as humans and be on fucking heroin and die and shit, you're a fucking asshole, you know? So fuck you. If that's your opinion, fuck you.
You know, I really like that you say that, because especially this year, you've seen so many people. I mean, Tony Gwynn, San Diego Padres, not drugs per se, but tobacco and stuff like that. And stuff like that, and especially drugs, you know, heroin. I've seen close friends of mine die and struggle with that stuff. And it just sucks, because, yeah, okay, maybe you made some good records as musicians, but
it's something that, you know, a lot of people get into, and it's a really terrible thing to get into, you know, and the fact that, you know, people can pull through it and rise above their flaws as human beings, like the flaws we have to get addicted to drugs and to get it to struggle with that kind of stuff, the fact that these guys have risen above that and made, like, one of their best record in 15 years, you know, is a testament to who these guys are, you know, and that, I think that's an important thing. And a lot of people in metal and punk are just, they're so opinion, they have like the shittiest opinions about things, and it's really uncalled for. It's like, you'd rather see people suffer and see their families suffer because they're addicted to things. Fuck you, you know. Why don't you just do that and not have a family, and you can just go away and die. If that's your fucking opinion about seeing people suffer through things, you know, it's like, it's just kind of bullshit. But, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for I Hate God that, you know, they've been, their guitar tone is perfect every night, you know, they play perfectly every night, and they play all their old songs. They play primarily old songs. But they play it when they break out probably four or five new ones in their set, and they kill it, man. They're you know, the whole thing with Joey dying and stuff too. You know, I never met Joey, but you know, Aaron, big testament to him playing drums and I Hate God, because he plays all that shit note for note, and that's some big shoes to fill. Like this, you know, hey, our drummer from the beginning died, and you're the new guy, and you're younger than all of us. And, you know, that's some fucking pressure, and he fucking you know, rises above the whole fucking thing. It's awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, Joey dying, and you said Aaron, yeah, I'm really bad at names, but Aaron filling his shoes, that actually reminds me.
He didn't play on the new record.
Yeah, but, like, you know, he's touring with the band, and he has huge shoes to fill like that, and people are accepting him just like they did Joey. I think that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Because the one other notable band that I've seen that happen to is, you know, when Layne Staley of Alice in Chains died, people thought, no, there's not going to be an Alice in Chains again. And then that guy whose name I can't ever remember, William Duvall. You know, he comes back and makes Black Gives Way to Blue, and that's an amazing record.
It is a good record. And you know, I was skeptical about it, because I'm actually a huge Alice in Chains fan. And, you know, I love Facelift and Dirt and self-titled Jar Flies. You know, I think it's all really good. And, that, you know, Layne Staley has some big shoes to fill, and I was pretty skeptical. Like, it's not going to be Alice in Chains without Layne. It's not, you know, I just had that opinion. And, you know, when I heard the record, I was like, these are Alice in Chains songs. And you know what? It's not anybody else's fault in the band that Layne died. Does that mean they should just stop being a band because their singer had problems that he couldn't overcome and that eventually took his life? No, they should be a band, you know? If it makes them happy to be a band, and it makes a lot of other people happy that they're a band, they should be a fucking band. You know, who cares what, you know, if one or two kids on the internet wants to talk shit, you know what, who fucking cares? You know, people talk shit about us, and I'm not going to stop what I'm doing, you know? Like, that's part of the game. There's a lot of bands I don't like. There's a lot of shit I don't want to listen to. You know what I do with that? I don't listen to it. I don't let it affect me. I focus on the things that I like about music and listen to what I want to listen to, you know? And if more people were like that and just got, you know, I think a lot of those opinions just kind of comes out of jealousy and just that people wish they were in that shoes, but they don't have the balls to actually do the fucking work to be in those fucking shoes. You know, it's just being in this is doing what you're doing or doing what Enabler's doing, doing what I Hate God's doing, doing what Ringworm's doing. It takes time, persistence, dedication, suffering through fucking bullshit shows where the promoter fucking leaves and takes all your fucking money, you know? Like, last night, we basically were robbed. The promoter just left with all the money, you know? And it's just, that happens sometimes. It was fucking bullshit. But you know what we did? We fucking played. Because it's not the kids that paid to get into that show. That guy, that promoter, ripped them off, too. We're all losing. So you know what we're gonna do? Make the best of the situation and keep doing it, because this is that's why we're here, is to do this, you know. So you know, if you got something bad to say, I think the best thing to do is just ignore it and just ignore what you don't like and focus on what you do like about life, because it's pretty short, you know. Really.
You know, one of the things I've noticed is I actually read that earlier this morning, like right before I had breakfast. I had pancakes. It was really good. But, yeah, and I heard about that promoter because my friend Brandon, who you just talked to, posted something about it. That was really upset for you guys.
It's totally upset. We drove overnight from New Orleans to Savannah, which, you know, that was a 11-hour drive for us, I think, 10 or 11-hour drive, plus the time change, you know? So it's like we got in the van directly after playing and drove. And we don't have a driver. We have one guy who comes with us. His friend name's Dustin, and he does merch for us and helps us out with a lot of things. We're only a 3-piece band, and our drummer's playing in Ringworm right now too. So it's kind of like there's only two of us in the van if we didn't have Dustin. So it's, you know, he helps us out a lot, and he's treated as an equal bandmate and everything. But we don't have like a driver. We're not on a bus. We're in a fucking van. The van that we're in, I drive every single day. It's not a comfortable van. The AC doesn't work. You know, it is what it is, and I'm not complaining about it. I love my van, actually, but the thing is that we fucking made that happen. We were there at 6 o'clock, you know, and at 6 o'clock p.m., you know, that's a long time. It's a lot of shit to deal with. It's a lot of money, you know, and the only money we made was in merch, and it wasn't even didn't even pay half of our gas, you know, and it's like, but at the end of the day, it's just insulting to all the people. He overcharged all these people to pay to get into a show. That motherfucker was also, he openly admitted to buying food with food stamps and selling like the hamburgers, like grilling the hamburgers and selling them at the show. And not that I have any problem with public assistant or, you know, that kind of help or anything. But their thing is there are people that fucking need it. And the whole thing is that the reason Republicans and Democrats are arguing is because there's people like that are taking advantage of the system. So it's like, you know what? Fuck that guy. You know? Permanent black mark in my book.
With that said, you know, obviously you've dealt with your share of not-so-great promoters, but have you ever had a really good one that treated you amazingly?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, I've had, you know, when you are a band that's played 300 shows, actually tomorrow in Gainesville will be our 300th show. You know, when you're a band that's done that, you know, it sucks because, you know, a lot of times it's just human nature to focus on all the bad things that happen in life, but there's you got to think about all the good things, you know. Like, I'd say in the 300 shows we played, maybe between 25 and 50 of those, that we dealt with promoters that were slightly shady or didn't have their shit together or were still learning, you know. And we were patient with them, you know. We're not gonna fucking fight anybody, you know, over $50 or whatever, like some bands would. But like, you know, overall, we've been really lucky. We've had a lot of good friends. I've personally been doing this for a long time, made a lot of really good connections within the industry, and you know, within, you know, not even, I shouldn't say the industry, just within like the DIY communities and stuff, and people that have really helped us out, and there are, I could go through a list of names on all my fingers and all my toes probably four times around of like people who have treated us right and been really good to us that we wouldn't be able to be a band without, you know. So there are a lot of good people that are doing this. It's just there's a few bad apples. You know, like that's just life. You know, there's always a few people that ruin it for everybody else, and you know what? You just can't let them get you down. If you really love something, you just can't let that get you down.
So, more on the music spectrum of things. You guys have a new album out that I can't even pronounce.
Le Fin Absolute Dumont.
Yeah. What does that actually mean?
I think it's French. French for the absolute end of the world.
So, why did you guys decide to name the new album that?
Honestly, I'm a huge fan of John Carpenter, the director, movie producer. I've been a huge fan of him. There's John Carpenter references all over All Hail the Void as well, you know. I watched the movie Cigarette Burns, the Masters of Horror series that one of the ones that John Carpenter did. And I watched that in LAX last year. We had a 12-hour layover when we were going to Australia, and it just really blew my mind, the whole story. And Le Fin Absolute Dumont is actually like a fake movie inside this movie, and where it's like this movie was created and it was shown once at a movie showing in Europe, and everybody like killed themselves and killed each other and all kinds of shit happened, and all the masters were all burnt except for there's apparently one, and there's a collector trying to find it. And I just thought that was a great idea, like a piece of art that would make people, you know, I mean, you see in hardcore, you know, Ringworm just made people fucking mosh and hurt each other, and there's a little fight that broke out, and you see it in that, it's like, that's a really extreme kind of idea, you know, of a movie that would drive people to do that, you know. And I thought that was just a great idea, and just, I mean, the first time I watched it, I just fell in love with it, and I highly recommend Cigarette Burns to anyone. It's a really underrated, it's only an hour long, too, so it's like, you know, pretty easy watch, but pretty fucking brutal, pretty awesome. Norman Reedus is in it from The Walking Dead. Boondock Saints is a great actor, you know. So, just kind of an ode to people I really respect and look up to. That's more than anything. That's all. That's all Enable really is. And at the end of the day, you know, it's just a lot of the riffs are odes to bands I really love and just my take on an idea, you know. And it always comes out different, and Cash kind of comes out, you know, sounding nothing like the original idea that I might have, you know, kind of taken something from. But it's really all just kind of an ode to people that I really respect, and a lot of my heroes, and John Carpenter is definitely one of them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for doing this interview today. Before we go and go like floor punch diet, hey God, just kidding, I'm not a scene kid. do you have anything you'd like to tell your friends, fans, and family back home, maybe?
You know, keep on keeping on. We're doing what we're doing. If you got something positive that you want that gives you a purpose to live for, fucking do it. Whatever it may be, you know. That's pretty simple.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Be sure to check out Enabler and I Hate God and Ringworm on the rest of this tour. I think it's almost over, though, unfortunately.
There are three more shows.
Three more shows. Well, if those three shows are coming into your city, you should go see them because you might not get to see a lineup like this again for a while.
Cheers.
This is Bradley Dillon for NewFury.com. Be sure to check out this interview and more because Enabler is awesome. So is I Hate God, and Ringworm is really good too. I think they just played. So later.